Economist backs China's call to drop tariffs on African imports. Opposition Democratic Union calls for a better approach in enacting of laws. And Congolese rebels want peaceful solution to crisis, UN says. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Economist Trevor Hambayi has expressed confidence that China's plan to drop all tariffs on African imports will enhance economic productivity. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambayi stressed that the move will positively impact Zambia's trade and diplomatic relations with China. Mr. Hambayi said that Zambia has a trade surplus of exports to China, stressing that it should work towards product diversification. There is need to increase products being exported to China to diversify from not just exporting minerals, but other products as well, said Mr. Hambayi.
But you must appreciate, obviously, this is an issue that has come out of a trade war with the West, and they are looking at being able to find alternative sources of raw materials, but also they will be looking at being able to find alternative export destination for their goods. At the moment, they are already exporting into these regions, but Zambia is one of the countries that is importing out of China, but we are also exporting a number of products, firstly agro-products, which is the mukula, and we are also exporting the finished product of copper.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda says Zambia is on track for a bumper harvest this year, as he attributes it to the positive outlook, to favorable rainfall patterns and strong crop yields from farmers across the country. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Banda highlighted that all agricultural value chains are currently functional, contributing to the positive outlook for the 2025 harvest season. He noted that many farmers made significant investments in their operations following last year's devastating drought, which served as a wake-up call for the sector. The drought that was experienced last year taught farmers valuable lessons and inspired renewed efforts and greater adaptability, and this year's improved yields are a result of that determination, said Mr. Banda. Mr. Banda emphasized the need for continued training in innovative farming practices to help farmers cope with the ongoing challenges of climate change. He also called for the implementation of long-term support mechanisms to ensure the resilience and sustainability of Zambia's agricultural sector amid increasing climate variability.
Things which we can also produce here. So what we need is promote a lot of production so that we are able to now grow our economy. So we need to improve our productivity. So in my view, one of the answers is that we need to start moving back to organic farming. We must perish the thought of these petrochemical fertilizers. We must move towards organics. And we can make our own fertilizers from nature so that we create this whole complete ecosystem.
Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Jovu has urged politicians to enact laws that stand the test of time. Mr. Jovu has cited the manner in which the state is handling the former President Edgar Lungu's funeral, citing a gap in constitutional laws. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Jovu said that the former head of state's decision to return to active politics with the accompanied stripping off of benefits is the reason the impasse between government and Mr. Lungu's family has been dragged. Laws emanated by politicians must not target fellow politicians but benefit the people, said Mr. Jovu. He has appealed to politicians to pass laws that work in the best interest of the nation.
Some of the laws that are in effect right now, they were not initiated by UPND. No, UPND found those laws. I know if we talk about the benefits of the president, the law was enacted by FTJ. So I think I would also love to make an appeal to politicians, all politicians including myself, that we need to be sober and we need to be honest when we are passing laws. We usually forget that political power is only temporary. Whether it's 10 years, it's still temporary. So when we pass laws, let's pass laws that are in the best interest of all the citizens.
United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy Media Director Sikwindi Situla has called on the public to engage in sober and respectful discussions on national issues, echoing the sentiments expressed by President Hakainde Hichilema in his recent national address. Mr. Situla emphasized that fostering a spirit of unity and mutual respect is especially important as the nation mourns the passing of Zambia's 60th Republican President Edgar Chagwalungu. Speaking during an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Situla urged both the public and the UPND to be tolerant of differing views and to promote peace through respectful dialogue. There is need for prayer and for everyone to act as a brother's keeper during this period of national mourning, said Mr. Situla.
The president has said, let's be sober in the way we debate. Let's be considerate of others. That's what the president is talking about. But he's not saying that you shall not speak about it, no. I think he has also appreciated the fact that various actors and players were able to raise opinion. I think the state of affairs of the country is that we must pray for one another as a people. We must pray for those, the bereaved family. We must pray for decision makers to be able to get things with sobriety. It's very, very important that that be done so.
The Lusaka City Council has urged all residents to prioritize their safety and take necessary precautions to prevent fire incidents while warming their homes as the temperatures drop in Lusaka. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has cautioned residents over the use of heaters to at least keep 3 feet away from flammable materials and never leaving them unattended. Ms. Mwamba said that residents should ensure proper ventilation when using fireplaces and keep a fire extinguisher nearby. She further advised residents to avoid overloading electrical sockets and keep cords away from heat sources. In the last 2 weeks, the fire brigade under the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development has attended to 22 fire incidents, and the local authority is concerned about escalating number of fire incidents in the city, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. LCC has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring the well-being and safety of all residents. In African news, the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has held talks with Rwanda-backed rebels about protecting civilians in areas under their control in the east. Bintou Keita, the UN Secretary-General's special representative, said the rebels spoke of wanting a peaceful solution to the crisis, which escalated in January with their capture of the major city of Goma. She said she had brought a spirit of listening and exchange to the discussions in Goma on Friday. Coming up shortly, global oil prices soar after Israel attacks Iran. This and more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Global oil prices jumped after Israel said it had struck Iran in a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East. The price of the benchmark Brent crude rose more than 10%, reaching its highest level since January before losing some gains. Traders were concerned that a conflict between Iran and Israel could disrupt supplies coming from the energy-rich region. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Economist Trevor Hambayi has expressed confidence that China's plan to drop all tariffs on African imports will enhance economic productivity. Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Jovo has urged politicians to enact laws that stand the test of time. And the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has held talks with the Rwanda-backed rebels about protecting civilians in areas under their control in the east. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. with 100 RSV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa.